You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 14. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Holy God, we confess to you that there are big, scary, hairy problems in our world. And we thank you that you suffer with us. Your heart grieves when our heart grieves, and you also create a path forward of solution, of new life, that is often simple. So help us to have faith in you and to try simple things to make the world a better place. Amen. Well, the news continues to be challenging. The news recently is that now California, our state where we are worshiping right now, this worship service, we have the most COVID-19 cases of any state. And of course, all over the world, there's still great concern during this pandemic that we're in. But you know, other things can cause us anxiety too. Do you remember the other week I shared a story about painting my house when I found a bird's nest? And it was a nice thing that happened, that the little baby bird that was in that nest learned how to fly just, you know, minutes before I took down that nest so that I could finish the paint job at my house. Well, that same experience, I discovered another life form that wasn't so cute and gave me a bit of anxiety, and that was termites. At least I was worried about them painting. I had found a few soft spots in the wood of the overhang part of the roof. But I patched them and I painted. And when it was all done, I thought, you know, just to be sure, I'm going to call a termite inspector. So a termite inspector from a company came to our home, and he looked around and he said, "Yeah, you know, you did a good job painting. You've plugged everything up. There's really not much left for me to do until you're ready to tent again in a few years." But he said, "Let me go under your house to check for subterranean termites." So he did. He crawled under. We have a crawl space. And he looked around. He was gone a few minutes. And when he came back, he said, Well, the good news is I found no evidence of subterranean termites. But the bad news is that I did find evidence of water under your house, which can attract them and other pests, rodents. So you need to deal with that. And he pulled out his phone and he showed me indeed there was a puddle of water. What was weird, he said, is that the puddle of water was resting on a sheet of vinyl, like someone had put it there. Like, this has been a problem for a while. Do you know about this? And I said, no, I didn't. I mean, we've owned the home at that time for a few years. We had an inspection when we were, you know, looking to buy it. And at that time, I remember someone said they had seen water staining on the floor, but they didn't specifically tell us that there was water. So my heart sank when I got this news. I was really worried about what it would mean, what kind of a plumbing fix we would need. Sherry and I, my wife and I, wondered if the cause of the water was from our shower. Our shower was kind of old. It was a walk-in shower with tile. And we had noticed in some places the grout, you know, had cracks in it. So maybe the water was, you know, leaking out from the bottom of the shower pan. Well, there was only one way to know for sure, besides, you know, contracting with someone to fix it. We kind of needed to know what the problem was. So I had to go underneath the house. And that is an experience, if you've never done it before, that is leaves quite an impression on you. I went to the space where there's the little wire mesh door, and I took it off. And just moving that, I counted a half a dozen spiders, of big ones, small ones, black ones, brown ones. I didn't want to get too specific in identifying them. So that gave me some concern. And then as I went in, I remember I had placed a rat trap underneath. And when I saw that, some good sign there, it had not sprung and the food was still on there. Whew, that was a relief. And I began crawling down underneath the house. And there was a lot more spider webs, right? And you see the plumbing underneath the house. You see some wiring. You see the insulation. You know, crawling underneath a house is kind of like crawling into your own subconscious. It's that part of ourselves and where we live that we don't always pay attention to. It doesn't see the light, and it can be a little bit scary going there. I know during this extended time of sheltering in place, some people have had a lot of time to reflect and kind of go deep into their memories. I wonder if it's kind of like that, crawling underneath the house. Well, I found the source of the water. It was underneath the bathroom, but it wasn't under the shower. And I was really puzzled. I couldn't figure out what it was under. I saw where the pipes went up for the shower and the drain. I saw the sink where the pipes went up. And then there was this other big pipe coming down I couldn't quite recognize. And I heard Sherry walking up above. And I said, Sherry, you know, flush the toilet, you know. And as soon as she did, she was in the hallway bathroom, it rained. It rained. Underneath the house. Luckily, I wasn't directly underneath it. But we figured out what was the cause of this water underneath the house. And let me tell you, the water that was in that puddle had things living in it. It was quite unusual. In our reading this morning from Romans, thank you, Jerry, for reading, Paul has a line where he says, my heart has sorrow and unceasing anguish. That was kind of how I felt, crawling around with the spiders and seeing where there was water raining down underneath my house. It was a bad feeling. And there are times when many of us maybe feel that way, that our heart has sorrow and unceasing anguish. Even Jesus felt sorrow. And anguish. He grieved. And that's actually where our gospel story begins this morning. Jesus had just lost his cousin, John the Baptizer. That's the reason why Jesus wanted to go be alone for a little while. His cousin, John the Baptizer, at the Jordan River, had been arrested and he had been killed simply because the ruling establishment at the time didn't like him. So Jesus wanted to be alone. He went out onto the lake to have some reflective time. But no sooner does he get to the edge of the lake than the crowds have totally followed him. And there they are with their sick and they're hungry and they're desperate, they're suffering. And Jesus, rather than get angry at them, rather than sending them away and saying, "Hey, I need my alone time," Jesus had compassion. That means to suffer with. Jesus felt their pain. The fact that he was grieving, that he knew what it was like to lose, actually opened his heart to other people. Jesus opens his heart to us. God knows our suffering and our pain. And not only does Jesus know it and feel it, but then he heals. He offers hope. He offers new life. And when the hour gets late and the disciples want to send them away to not have to deal with feeding all of them, Jesus says, "No, you're going to feed them." He says, "What do you have? And it's such a huge problem. What can they do about it? 5,000 hungry men plus women and children, all they can come up with is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus takes that. He blesses it, breaks it, they share it, and you know how the story goes. Everyone gets enough. Everyone eats until they are full. And there's 12 baskets of bread left over. There's an outpouring of generosity. The miracle of this story is that sometimes big, huge, scary problems have very simple solutions. Very economical solutions, you could add. With just 5 loaves and 2 fish, maybe it was like a stimulus, right? Where people saw that Jesus was willing to give up his food and the disciples, and then other people, you know, maybe they had some bread in their pockets. Maybe God, through divine action, actually made the bread increase. Maybe both. But with a very simple solution, a huge problem could be solved. That is good news. And we have seen that throughout history, that some of our biggest, most difficult problems have simple, elegant solutions. So, after I had crawled around in the crawl space under my house, I had faced the anguish of my heart. I didn't deny it. I went in and saw the source of it, this leaking toilet. So I went back up to the house. I took the toilet off. And what I found was that the wax ring that connects your toilet to the drain pipe had never connected. You know, they sell them in different sizes, regular and then extra tall, depending if your floor has been, you know, remodeled. And that is exactly what happened in this bathroom. I looked underneath the toilet. I saw there was, you know, 2 layers of tile, the original one, and then they had remodeled it. They put the toilet on there, and it's like it never connected to the wax seal. So whenever it was flushed, you know, most of it went to the sewer pipe, but then some of it didn't. So I went to the hardware store and I bought a wax ring, extra tall. Cost me less than $10. It was like $7. I put the wax ring where it's supposed to go. All I needed was a crescent wrench to remove the bolts. You know, I had to scrape away a little bit and make it clean. I set the toilet back on it and I could feel it resting on the wax. You could feel the wax squishing down. And I tightened one bolt a little bit and then the other one a little bit, nice and slow. like I learned, is to not crack the toilet. But you could feel it making that seal. And then I had to test it to make sure it worked, right? And just with regular plain water. I crawled down underneath the house again, facing the spiders again. They were peaceful spiders, thankfully. And Sherry flushed up above. Not a drop. It was dry. It was sealed. Working as it was supposed to be. A $7 fix to prevent thousands and thousands of dollars of construction repair or remodeling or pest abatement. Huge problems can be solved so elegantly and simply. Sometimes it's hard to accept how powerful God can be. But when we have faith to face what's difficult head on, we can have compassion like Jesus. We can do simple things, give simple offerings, and have the Lord bless them and cause great things to happen. Even during a pandemic, it is very inconvenient, admittedly so, to wear something like a mask. But a simple thing like this, just an example of how it can, when we all do it, create a big impact and slow the spread and to make our world more healthy. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for simple solutions. Help us to always be looking for them. Help us to follow you and trust that you will guide us. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.